Lord, we just want to praise you and praise bless you, Lord, for this wonderful Lord God morning. Salamat Ginoo nga diilay na sa mga tuig ng imong gihatag namo. And even we thank you, Lord, even for the life, for the gift of life, for all this strength which you have given, Lord God, to us. And Lord, we may not see, O Lord Ginoo, sa may nagapadulong for this 2018. But Lord, ang among prayer is that just continue, Lord Ginoo, to hold us, to keep us, Lord Ginoo, diya sa imong kilid. And Lord, help us, O Lord, that we might always be dependent, we might always be reliant, Ginoo, sa mga saad, Lord nimo. Lord, whatever circumstance might come, Lord, sa among kinabuhi, it might be good, it might not be good. But Lord, in all things, God works, you work, O God, for good, for those who love, O God, your Father, O Lord. And Lord, we just want to praise you, Lord, and then for this morning, and then we pray that you, ikaw mag-prepare namo, O Lord, and remove anything, O God, that might in any way, O Lord, nga mag-babag namo as we enter into your presence, O Lord, and help us, Lord, that our hearts for this morning might really be expectant, might really be desirous, O God, sa mga butang that you want us to learn, O God, for today. And also, Lord, I pray for myself. May you just cover me, anoint me, and empower me. And everything, Lord, we just commit, Lord, unto you, Lord, into your hands. And for the rest of our time, we commit everything unto you. And whatsoever, O Lord, that we might achieve, Lord God, this morning, we are so careful giving back everything, Lord, unto you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. As we start my song 2018, right? And it's a common or it's a tradition ba? And sa pagka hapit nang matapos ang 2017 and 'di ba ang matag usa mostly mga dili Kristiyano may song, they have this so-called unsa gani ni? New Year's resolution, right? Unsa man ning New Year's resolution? And this is something, Megson, this is something you want to change sa imong kaugalingon, right? Whatever lapses, whatever, Megson, nga mga mistakes or inadequacies, you have failed and you are making that up. And you are desiring, Megson, that somehow you will improve. Somehow, Megson, nga diin ma-improve ni mo or ma-better ni mo, Megson, ang imong kaugalingon for another year, and that is 2018. And I believe, siguro ang matag-usa nato, Megson, we have that desire. We have that aspirations. And perhaps, Megson, some of you here nag-pray, Lord, I pray, and even for 2018, that imo kong lagsikan, imo kong provide more physical, good health. And of course, Megson, that can also be achieved by having healthy food, okay? Regular exercise. That's part of it. Not only desiring to have good physical, Megson, well-being, but some, Megson, also pray, Lord, just provide me kanang improve my mental well-being. Something mental well-being makes so nga always sa mga circumstances sa kinabuhi, you are always negative. And for this year, you're praying, nga Lord, may unta nga ang akong unahuna always positive. That all is well. Everything's gonna be okay. Or perhaps some of you, brethren, praying for improving your finances. Nadiin na problema ang finances before and then you are improving may igsoon by staying out sa mga utang or saving money for this year. Or perhaps itong mga career holder, you're praying, Lord, may, this year might be productive year. That somehow my career will blossom. My career nga mo lambo ang akong career. Or if you are venturing for a new business, and of course, you pray for a good blessing, for blessing that might come for that year, right? And how about Megson? praying that, Lord, somehow, may you improve my Christian walk. Did you really pray, Megson, for this year? Lord, unsa man kay imong plano sa akong life? Lord, I really want to know you more. I really want that somehow you improve, you will bless my spiritual walk with you nga diin sa 2017 or sa 2016. I might really be present during Sunday, but inside in me, I'm really far away, God. Really. From you. Okay? And this morning, what I'll be sharing, what we'll be sharing today is somehow, it has something to do or somehow that would really help us how you and I might really improve our love for the Lord. And also, how we might really improve at the same time our love, especially makes on sa pulong sa Ginoo, how we might really improve my personal time, my personal communion, or my personal devotion diha sa Ginoo. And sa pagkatinod, at the same time, Megson, I'm also praying that, Lord, for this year, and help me, Lord God, to deepen my understanding or my personal devotion, God, to you. And that's at the same time, my personal prayers sa Ginoo. And I also hope and pray that as we journey this 2018, we might have one goal, one desire sa ato nga kasing-kasing, aside from praying for material or anything maigsoon, we might really be prioritizing one thing, and that is desiring really God. And that is honoring God above all else in our lives. And I pray and I hope that this morning, we will come to grasp or understand or be encouraged as the text says sa mga how you and I might really walk rightly, how we might improve our walk diha ni Lord. And to know this, we get to know, okay, this group of people as mentioned in the Bible, that sa tanang grupo sa Biblia Megson, of all the churches whom really Paul had written, the Philippians, the Colossians, the Thessalonica, the Romans, the Galatia province Megson, there's this one group whom really the scripture described them as really unique. Described them as people Megson who really love God's word, who really love God's written scripture. And that's no other than in the life of the Bereans. Okay? Living the life of the Bereans. I'd like you to turn your Bibles with me in the book of Acts. Acts 17, verse 10. And we'll be reading, Megson, from verse 10, 11 only, and 12. We'll be reading for the rest of our time just three verses. Acts 17, verse 10. In English Standard Version, it says here, the brothers immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. And when they arrived in Berea, they went into the Jewish synagogue. Now, these Jews of Berea were more noble. I'd like you to take note the word noble, Megson. Why? Because this is very significant as we continue on our study for the rest of our time than those in Thessalonica. Eagerness. And at the same time, examining the word of God daily to see if these things, what Paul really preached, were true. And in verse 12, many of them, therefore, believed with not a few Greek women of high standing and as well as men. And this morning, I entitled this, Living Like Bereans. It's the Bereans only in all the groups in the scripture that is mentioned, that is described as noble. Right? And that's noble thing, may so on, is really something significant in our study for this morning. And before may so on, si Paul, naabot sa Berea in Acts 17 verses 1 down to 9, Paul went to Thessalonica. Okay? So, Thessalonica. Dere si Paul may so on ka ng Thessalonica, which is we have our book, 1st, 2nd Thessalonians. Paul made a visit may so on sa mga Jews in the synagogue in Thessalonica. However, Paul's visit may so on sa Thessalonica was not really that promising. Was not really that makita nato nindot siya. Inasmuch as Paul really desired to preach the word of God into this place, but something happened. Something went wrong in this place, Thessalonica. Where the place Thessalonica before, makita nato, this is the capital city, by the way. Ang Thessalonica before. It's like Cebu City. Sa unang panahon, naadiha ang commerce, naadiha ang military station, and at the same time, may so on, naa ang central, ang harbor, o ang pier, nga diin dungguanan sa tanan ng mga pangnigos yuan. So, a very wealthy, a very developed, may so on, city that Paul went into this place. And as what really the Bible says, Paul did not really minister into the place of Thessalonica fruitfully. Why? As I mentioned, something really happened in that really place. People, Jews, brethren, they continued to pursue Paul. They continue may so on to raise havoc or gipangitaan siya mga problema may so on or anything para lang dili makapa ministeryo si Paul. So Paul in this place was hiding in Jason's house, okay? And he was not able to really minister into this place Thessalonica for the reason nga diindagan nga mga tao nga di nagagukod wanting to kill really Paul. And for those Jews, Christians living in Thessalonica, they left with no option rather than send Paul. Okay? Send Paul may son into this place called Berea. The place called Berea, which is ang distance for us mga around more or less 90 to 100 kilometers. And that's makes sense from Cebu City down to where? Down to where Pastor Cesar pastor. Medellin. That's really quite distant. And for them makes sense before, it would take 3 to 4 days travel. Nga naman, gawa o may sakinan sa una. So, very layo siya, very opposite sa Thessalonica. Very rural nga lugar. However, despite sa maong pagka-rural nga lugar, dinhi sa Berea, you know what makes on? Something good really happened in Berea. Why? Because when Paul makes on, went into their meeting place, unlike the Thessalonica, that they were skeptical, that they did not accept really Paul. But in Berea, they welcome Paul with all gladness of their hearts. Right? In verse 11, it says here, now, these Jews, okay, the Berean Jews were more what? Were more noble. I'd like you make sure to take note the word noble than those in Thessalonica. So makita nato here, adunay comparison that the writer Luke is being presented. Luke is contrasting the people in Thessalonica from the people of Berea, where the writer Luke makes on says, Berean is much what? honorable. It's much good than the people in Thessalonica. And that is why mixo nagwonder ko ba, and how come na diin wala mang ka, wala may letter ni Paul ngadto sa Berea. Di ba? How come na diin Thessalonians na may maoy naana to nga letter? Where in fact, may soon, kung atong tanaon, problema, hinoon ang iyang nadawat as compared sa Berea. But, muna, watakibaw niya na may soon, siguro, mungutan na tanya na, iabot na to sa langit. Why is it? But there is a comparison here between Berea and Thessalonica nga diin, the author wanted may soon to focus that there is something really important in this comparison. And in this comparison, the author wanted to convey at the same time a lesson about the life of Berea, the character of Berea, which as described here, as they are what? More noble. At the same time, Mason, this is the character, this is the description nga diin sa mga tao like Bereas who just love, you know what, just love the Lord sa ilang life. Not only loving God, but at the same time, people who just really cherishing God's word sa ilang kinabuhi. And these are the Bereans. But before that, tanaw na ito, Maigson, in verse 10 here. Now, these Jews were more noble than those in Thessalonica. In verse 11, they received the word with all eagerness, examining scriptures daily. And the writer here describes that Bereans were more noble. And noble, Maigson, defines here as having the kind of attitude, okay, that is associated with well-born people. Meaning to say, for God makes on, as far as God is concerned, Bereans are more, saman, high class nga mga tao. Kung imong tanawon sa iro makes on, adunay askal, di ba? Askal, adunay sa mga, saman, itong mga high class, like, saman, Siberian Husky, kung ganaan mong mairo, Pitbull, German Shepherd, Dalmatian, di ba? Nandiin kaning mga, recently makes on, mga sa December something 20 nga din akong cousin nagpatabang nako ba nga nagpalit siya og Pomeranian puppy. Pagkanindot nga puppy. Diba mo pila? It cost Megson around 17 to 20k for Pomeranian and she bought it for 17k. High class. Kisa may ganan mo palit og usa man askal. Diba ang askal sa amo na may askal dito nang das amo tubangan nang anak, ako ginang kisa may mong adapt man yung askal. O yun, siguro mga, kanang di mo ganag askal nga diin, ganaan mo adapt, wag yun. Musnab yun, siya imo na lang na, wag yun. Pero, Pomeranian something makes on high class, di ba? They love high class. But kayo mong tanaw ang comparison, in a worldly perspective, that is a like who lived in a very social environment, in a very developed nga situation, in a society, in a worldly perspective, they are more what? They are more high class. Ibutan ito ang Cebu City, ikumpara rin mo ang Medellin, right? Mas high class ang Cebu City, ikumpara rin mo ang Medellin, right? But in this instance, may son, what the world describes high class is different from the Lord. Why? Those people living in faraway land described by God as high class. They were noble. And for that, may so on, for what reason that these Bereans, they were called noble, they were called hybrid, well-born people. And by the way, there are two nobles as far as the Bible is concerned. The first is, kaning gitawag natog worldly noble, that which pertains to a high status possession. Diba? Kaya mga political leaders na to, ang mga congressman, mga governors, senators, we can call them as worldly noble. But as far as the Bible is concerned, there is also godly noble. But the good thing, may so, kaning noble as mentioned sa Biblia, it does not require nga diin dato ka. It does not require nga din kinahanglan nga naakay unsa man, naakay dugo nga pagkaharianon like nila ni Prince William, di ba? Na sila'y dugo, kingly blood. But all what God really requires for each one of us to become noble, to become high class before the Lord is living like the Bereans. Imitating like the Bereans. And the second one is, we have godly noble, that which pertains to the attitude like the Bereans as prescribed for the Lord's standard. And that is why the Bereans were called more noble than the Thessalonica. Why? Because verse 11 makes on, it says here, they received the word with what? With all eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. And for that, tanaw na to, ang mga qualities sa mga Bereans. As we start the year 2018, Lord, just help me, God, to just love your word. Help me, Lord God, nga diin ma-enhance, Lord, ma-deepen unta ang akong personal time, ang akong personal devotion. Diha nimo. If you have a personal devotion, apan kung wala kay personal devotion, maybe this year will be a year, it's a good year to start. Or if naata and then maka-off and on, naga-flicker mga igsoon, and I think and I believe mga igsoon, this year might, once again, to rekindle the fire of devotion, the love of God's Word, where we can see this from the qualities of the Bereans. And firstly, makita nato ang sincerity nila sa pulong sa Ginoo. They have that sincere attitude diha sa pulong sa Ginoo. Notice in verse 10, now these Jews were more noble than those in Thessalonica. For they received the word with all eagerness, examining the scriptures, what? Daily. And as far as sincere attitude is concerned, tanaw nato ang descriptions niini, ang descriptions niining sincere attitude where aduna tay duha ka mga butang nga din ato kining masabtan, having sincere attitude. Kanang, ano ba? Kanang sincero nga tinguha sa pulong sa Ginoo. Amen? And you know what makes on, God really can do things greatly mighty sa atong life this year, provided if we have really the desire. Right? Provided we have really that will. However, if wala makes on, if we are not really desiring, and you know what makes on, mura natag ilaga gani, mga hamster baka, kung ano mong hamster, nga diin, ibutangan na nimo sa aquarium makes on, butangan na nimo, tawag anak, magdagandagan na siya. Hantod, dagandagan in this, stationary nga rani, and never going anywhere sa iyang life. And that is somehow, sometimes, inga na usab ang Kristiano nga kinabuhi, nagtuutan yung daganta, but our lives are not really improving. But our Christian walk are not really growing. And to start growing with our Christian walk, it has something to do with the fundamental. It has something to do with this basic, very elementary. And that is makes on loving, cherishing the word of God. And here, let me share to you two descriptions as far as sincere attitude is concerned. Number one is that this means acceptance with conviction. Notice in verse 11, they received, okay? They received the word with all eagerness. And we need to take note, the word receive, it's not make so nga diin, nagusaman, nagdawat-dawat lang. Diba? Sige, mau ba bro? Sige, mau ba bro? But the word receive here, literally makes on, they receive that gladly with all really the heart, with conviction. Dili, usaman, dili, dawat-dawat ba? But sincere nga pag-receive sa pulong sa Ginoo, okay? Diha ni Paul. Okay? At times, may di ba, sa yun rin pag-dawat, pretending hindi inidawat ka? Right? Especially ka ng relationship aspect. Hindi, ang babae, kristuanon, ang lalaki, dili kristuanon, nga managuyab. Na din dadon sa babae ang lalaki nga dili kristuanon, simba mo, simba sad. Dawas Ginoo mo, dawas sad. Di ba? Mupakpak, mupakpak sad. Kung muhilak ka, muhilak sad na. Hilak sad na. Musayaw, musayaw ka. But once, after marriage, you will see the true color of that partner. And I believe in so, dili man sa ni nga tanan, but majority, yan, I know, some Christians, some young adults before, they live today in a very miserable married life. And that is why so they did not accept with conviction. And like this Berean, they accept Paul. And for them, so what you have in store for that Paul, we will listen to you. They accept with conviction. Not only they accept with conviction, this means also they accept with good will. Usa man ang goodwill? With all eagerness. Okay? With kanang willingness sa kasing-kasing. Adunay kay willingness sa imo nga kasing-kasing. Wala kay mga pagduda. Wala kay nga mga doubts. Sa imong pagdawat diha sa pulong sa Ginoo. Like the Thessalonians in verse 1 to 10, I mean 1 to 9 of 17, and when Paul went there, Meg, so they did not really accept Paul. They were so skeptical ni Paul. They were chasing Paul. They did not really like Paul to the extent that they are really wanting to kill Paul. And that is why Paul left with no option. For Paul, dili man ko mabungahon din sa Thessalonica. I would rather go to the place where people would really welcome me with all gladness of their hearts. And Paul did not miss that. Why? Because Paul was being accepted, welcome, accommodated with this group called the Bereans. Right? And this is something really good example for us Christians, mirroring our lives with the Bereans. But you know what makes on ang Kristiyano nga kinabuhi? You know what? Sa akong pagka-Kristiyanon, kanang baguhay ka makaila sa Ginoo, nindot kayo ba? Nindot kaayo, dasig kaayo ka, lami kayo ibasa sa pulong sa Ginoo, nga diin ang Bible from Old Testament to New Testament, mahuman na nimo sa usa ka buwan. So naang kalabas. But as time passed by, you know what? Hinahinay may igsoon nga mauwagtang ang kagana, ang desire sa pulong sa Ginoo by reason sa mga priorities, mga responsibilities sa kinabuhi. That should not happen. Knowing, brethren, that the Bible, the scripture itself serves as our what? Our guide. Notice what God says, that a man shall not survive by the bread alone, but in every word that utters from the mouth of God. And the same holds true for us. For us to survive this year, for us to be productive, brethren, this year 2018 is no other than to immerse ourselves atong liguon ang atong kawalingon, no other than sa pulong sa Ginoo. Be lovers of God's word. Be like Bereans who not only have this conviction sa pagdawat sa pulong sa Ginoo, but at the same time, they have really that willingness, they have really that big heart sa pagdawat sa pulong sa Ginoo. And you know what, Mike Son? This reminds me sa usa sa mga kauban sa akong missis nga si Earl. I believe nga some of you na kaila ni Earl na siya magkuyog na ako. Nandauton. Apil man kito siya sa basket. And you know what, makes on grabe ang kinabuhi. Anak nga bata, grabe mo inom. Anak siya. But when Gingging really shared God's love to Earl and invited Earl, Earl, why not join or why not come with me and have some time fellowship with God, have some time, visit us sa namin Bible study. But you know what, si Earl Megzon, he was so open sa possibility sa Biblia. And then he visited us one time nga nag-join me na amin Bible study kami ni Cesar. Si Cesar sa na dili pa na nag-work pa na visit siya nato. From that time on, Megzon, from that one visit alone that led Earl Megzon becoming a Christian, up until today, by the grace of God, Earl continues to grow in his walk with God. For the reason, they accept God's word with gladness sa kasing-kasing sa iyang kinabuhi. And the same thing also happened sa atong Kristiyano nga paglakaw. If whatever, listen here, if whatever Pastor Ramil really shares, whatever Pastor Ramil really preaches, if we truly accept that, if we truly, you know what, commit that eagerness with all gladness sa atong kasing-kasing, for sure, all of us will indeed be growing in our own personal walk diha sa Ginoo. And that is also my prayer that somehow, my son, every preaching might not, saman, gikan dire, nga diin mo lahos dire, but every preaching might receive here, but it really flows down into our hearts and it changes us into a better person in the Lord. And even for this year, 2018, receive God's word with gladness, with eagerness sa ako nga kasing-kasing. Sige, sa mga kayo na nato, dire Megzon, every time you will go, kada Sunday, did you really pray, na Lord, kung sa mga kayo, imong mensahe, God, na ako, God? Did you really whisper ba? Lord, kung sa mga kayo, imong something in store for me today? Lord, kung sa mga kayo, mensahe that you want me to learn from Pastor Ramil today? I hope and I pray that we have that aspirations, we have that eagerness, wanting to be learners, wanting to be students of God's word in such a way that God's word will indeed cause changes, cause improvements, brethren, sa atong Kristiyanon nga paglakaw as we start 2018. Right? And in addition, the second qualities of the Bereans here is, makita nato is wise treatment from of to the word. Okay? Wise treatment, giunsa nila pagtratar ang pulong sa Ginoo. Oh, it says here, now these Jews were more noble than those Thessalonica. They received the word with all eagerness, examining the scriptures daily. They were wise people. Okay? They were very discerning nga people. They were smart people as far as the Bible is concerned. Why? Because the Bereans, Megzon, did not just let Paul, nga diin, gipawali nila si Paul, nga diin, after nagwali si Paul, ingon sila, yes, praise the Lord, Paul, you are so good, we believe you, and we accept all your preachings. No! The Bereans, Megzon, did not do that. When Paul preaches, Megzon, it did not really matter what Paul really says. What really matters, really, for the Bereans, whether or not what really Paul preaches, were really from the scripture. Amen? Ilang gi filter. So, mong tinuod ba kanya yung sulti, no? Notice here, in verse 11, they received the word with all eagerness. Okay? And they were so wise, why, upon receiving, nga they were not being deceived. Why? Because they examined the scripture daily. And they use the scripture as standard by which to judge Paul's preaching. And scripture itself, the Bible itself, brethren, must be our standard of living sa atong kinabuhi. Right? And for instance, if you are parents, nga di na kay mga daga, na kay ulitaw, nga di maguyab-uyab. And then what, as a Christian's parents, may soon, what's your position, may soon, ipungyaban nag non-Christian? Amen. That's something, may soon, very tough. As Christian parents, may soon, you must stand your ground what really the Bible says. Amen? If somebody makes so, nakianak diya makes so, nga diing dagag suitors, okay? And then your parents makes so, let them know that we must leave the Bible, what Joshua says. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, we will love the Lord, we will leave the Word of God sa ato nga kinabuhi. And that can be done, brethren, when we have daily examination diha sa pulong sa Ginoo by using the Word of God as standard of living sa atong kinabuhi. And that is why makes so ng Biblia, God says, nga ang tao dili mabuhi sa pagkaon lamang. Ngano man? Because sa matag-anlaw sa atong kinabuhi, makes so we are met with different challenges, circumstances sa kinabuhi, which can only be guided kung you and I must be grounded diha sa pulong sa Ginoo. Di ba? Dali ra man kayta madala ba? Dali ra kayta mo compromise, and Scripture itself must serve as deterrent, as guide standard for us that we can really stand firm for what is really right, for what is really glorifying, for what is really honoring diha sa Ginoo. Because what honors God is the best really for us. Right? And again, mission, this is the life of the Bereans. They were so wise in treating the Word of God. And two descriptions as far as wise attitude is concerned. Firstly is, this means they were actively engaging in a careful study with questions. Notice makes so near. When Paul says, they read between lines what Paul was saying. They examine really Paul. Not only makes on, not unlike, dili ni pareha nga ni nga setting, nga di si Pastor Ramil or ako rin musulti. But when Paul preaches, somebody will butt in. Somebody mo ask questions ba? I-filter. Tanawon whether or not makes on, nga di insakto ba ang imong gisulti. Like today, grabe ang mga pagtulunan really today. Nga diindaghan ka yung mga prosperity gospel, Joel Austin, di ba? Sa Singapore ni Prince, sila? John Prince, so makita ni mo ang ilang mga preaching is grounded on someone, how to be blessed, how to live a life in peace, how to live a life in so much joy without talking about sin, without talking about the wrath, ang kalagot sa Ginoo, without talking about hell. Amen? And people nowadays make so love to be preached or to be taught nga ng mga pagitik sa kasing-kasing. And that is why it's so sad. Why? Because if these people cannot really hear what true gospel is all about, they might perhaps nga diin ma-imperno sila. Because they loved hearing only to be blessing, 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 and blessing. But for the Bereans, they were really different. There were people who were really studious. Sa pulong sa Ginoo, they keep studying the Word of God sa ila nga kinabuhi. That is why they actively, what? Deo? Examining the Scriptures means engaging in careful study with questions to Paul. Dili makakapangutan na mingson unless kung nakay know-how yun. Di ba? Sa Biblia. Apan kung wala kay know-how, saan mo ko ipangutan? Wag mo kapasa sa Biblia, wag mo kasabot. It's only by the time nga diin na kay know-how sa Biblia where you can really actively ask, wisely ask questions. Or the second description is, this means daily engaging in careful study. Okay? That is what? That is daily. And Paul, I believe, preaches into that Berea place daily. And the people, Mengsun, they were so eager. Remember Mengsun Martha? Right? Ngadiin si Mary, busy doing household chores, and Martha Mengsun was sitting at the feet of God. Si Mary, sorry. Si Mary was so, si Martha ay busy doing the household preparation, and si Mary was just sitting before at the feet of God. For what purpose? For only one goal, one purpose, and that is to learn from God. Amen? To learn God's word from the very mouth of the Lord. And this second description, as far as wise treatment is concerned, these people, they were so happy, they were so joyful, they were so zealous, kanang dasig sila, kaayo, engaging in careful study, kanunay. Diya sa pulong sa Ginoo. And you know, Meg, so this is something for us to be reminded once again why the world is so bombarded with everything. Diba? With the Facebook. Diba? And say, kami ni Mrs. Mamakanang, grabe yan yung Facebook. Uy, diba? Mag-ana ka gama-app, mag-open ni mo, and then you begin to, usaman, maano ka ba? Madala ka sa world, sa imong mga friends, sa ilang kinabuhi, and then not knowing that upon looking at it, you are spending half an hour or more than that, 1 hour. And when you spend God's word, you are spending 5 minutes, 10 minutes. And again, this is really deceiving. Why? Because this is the trend of the world. I'm not saying that in bakte ang Facebook, Facebook is good, right? However, this social trending can cause what? Danger. Damage makes on sa atong spirituality if we are not vigilant, if we are not careful enough sa atong personal time, sa atong personal walk, and personal devotion diha sa Ginoo. Amen? And again, this is to be a reminder for us that we must really engage into a daily study of God's Word. And it's because, may so on, we are bombarded with all the circumstance sa matag-adlaw, sa ako, sa ato nga kinabuhi. And I'm reminded, sa usa ka yung adults, ingon siya nga po eh, kana ganing inikabot gini mga alas 9 ana nga diin magstreamis sa kong mama yung saputon gani ko kanay baw na day kung ano day yung sinungdan nagisapot ko mao din nga wala day ko ka pag devotion diha sa Ginoo. And that's a really good thing also. Amen? Saputon mamagay kang nakay devotion, how much more nga wala tay devotion, naa ang temptation na all the allurements in the world that can in anyhow distract us, brethren, today. And for us, this is a reminder for all of us that once again, we must beware ourselves from all these temptations. And once again, focus, live like the Bereans who are called by the Lord as noble people. Why? Because of their love for the Word of God. Amen? And let me share to you, Megson, a story. There was this story of a woman. In mga 15th century, during the time nila ni Martin Luther, nga grabe kayo, ang Roman Catholicism ni boom. Ang Roman Catholicism. Nga diin, one of the teachings sa Roman Catholicism, una ang mga purgatory. And then for the priest, for the pope, Megson, for them, nga diin, para kinanglan mo, usaman, muhatag ka o kwarta para ma-spare ang imong kalag para sa langit. And this reminds me sa segment or phrase sa movie Martin Luther. It's still fresh in memory. In every coins that rings na may lata ba, ihagbong ni mo, the soul in the purgatory spring. And there was this reformer named John Knox, who were so, Like Martin Luther may igsoon, nga di nakita niya ang mga sayop nga mga pagtulunan sa mga priest. And nay usa ka babay nga nanog Mary nga diin naminaw ni John Knox nga diin nag-share about salvation by faith alone. It's not salvation from the priest. Salvation through purgatory. It's not that. It's salvation by faith alone. And John Knox rejected the work system sa mga Roman Catholicism that they teach. And she said to, and Mary said to John Knox, she said, John Knox, you interpret the scriptures very good. You interpret the scriptures in this way. But you know what? The priest, the pope, interpret the scriptures in other way. Naglibog ang babae. Unsa may tinuod ana John Knox? Because for them, salvation is not really by faith. Salvation is by works, by unsa man muna nga kinanglan nga mubayad ka si tawag ana nga mubayad ka something mao bitaw na nga magpamisa, right? Magpamisa ka para iampo ang kalag ni Pedro ni Juan nga diin maspero sa purgatory. Mao na the more dako ang mahatag, the more sad nga matagad sa pari pag-ampo. Ang pangutan ang katong wala ikahatag. So unfair di ay ang kaluwasan sa Ginoo. But for John Knox, no, salvation is only by faith alone in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Mary said, John Knox, where will I believe? And John Knox said, believe not in the priest, believe not in the pope, believe not in the Catholic, believe in what the Bible says. And that woman from that time on became a real Christian in her faith out from John Knox's preaching. Ano man? Because he believed only what the Bible really, really says. Right? And again, my son, Christian, we need to learn to be like Berean. We need to know our Bibles. That is why daghan nga mga false doctrines today sa ato nga mga palibot. For instance, di ba? Usay ma envy ko kaning mga Mormons or kaning mga Jehovah's Witnesses. They are so zealous ma. Di ba? They are really required to testify. They are really required to evangelize. Ngano man kinamay, nangabang sa mo nga devout yun nga Jehovah's Witness. Kada week, na sila'y pamaniin, na sila'y murag responsibility nila nga diin mo evangelize sila nga to sa mga tao. And these people, make so they were really believing in a false, you know, doctrine. Not believing really the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, the Iglesia ni Cristo, the Mormons, and every other religious organizations that's not really, you know, believe Christ as Lord and Savior sa ilang kinabuhi. And that is why how vital, how imperative, how important it is for us to know really God's Word. Remember 2 Timothy 2:15, it says here, do your best to present yourself to the Lord as one approved. That you will be approved sa Ginoo sa unsang paagi, a worker who has no need to be ashamed because he rightly handled the Word of God sa iyang kinabuhi. Right? And you know, make so on, we cannot really boast. Why? Because bisan gani ang parinti sa akong asawa, na siya parinti sa akong asawa nga din, very good, supportive ni Brother Mill. Dugay, mga pioneering sa Living Word. Okay? And their faces make so on, inilana sa mga karaan nga Living Word. I believe, ati Ana, kay ila Ana, ni Ana. But, you know, notice make so on sa ilang kinabuhi today. You know what? They shifted their belief from real faith to, unsa man, Seventh-day Adventist. Nasabadista sila na. Unsa na may norin. Imagine may zone. Mga tao nga diin. That is why remember scripture in the later times, many will be deceived. And even may zone, the Bible's even the elect. And in order for us to stand firm, not to be deceived, it's only when we are so diligent in reading, in examining like the Bereans, God's word sa ato nga kinabuhi. Right? And you know what, Megson, we are living now in a very kanang advanced ba? Sophisticated nga kinabuhi. Nga diin, di ba? Nang atong Bible is just, we are using Bible in our tabs, in our gadgets. Right? No? So, of course, because I'm using also that in my tab. But, you know what, Megson, I'm not really against that. But for me, there is really more benefits sa Bible nga book nga Bible than the tab or than the gadget Bible. Ngano man? Bisa kamo kay bawo naman mo. Ngano man? Because when you read Megson sa tab, for instance this, there are a lot of temptations going on here. Right? Or sa cellphone, tawagan mo, or dagang temptations going on here. Na din ang personal devotion is supposed to be a devotion, a time of silence between you and the Lord. And how can you able, Megson, to concentrate, to focus more if there are plenty of distractions going on in our lives? And that is why, Megson, for me, ayaw mo kalain ako, ha? Kasi hindi rin namumutagad na ako in the comment. I'm not really against gadget. But for me, Megson, I would prefer your, you know what, Bible book. Why? Because in the Bible book, it is absent of any distraction. And this reminds me also sa akong teacher ba, sa Bible school. One time, nag-klase mi, na diin, ang iyang karaan kayo niya nga Bible, pag-abot niya sa States, iyang gipa-repair. So, ang repair ni Kosyag, murag ka triple times sa new one nga Bible. Imagine na, mahal kayo. Ano man, gipa-leatherate man niya. Ganyan siya nga. So, how come? Sa man, walay logic ba? Ano man, nagpa-repair ka na nga, mahal kayo where you can really buy a new one nga makasave pa ka more Bibles if you love, if you like. But for him, you know what? Yun siya, ano, regardless kung saan siya man, double, triple, or ma, pila niya siya ko double, what matters to me is my Bible itself. What matters to me, those words God has spoken to me, which I jotted down in my Bible. Sa tanan niyang Biblia, may sundagan kayo siya gipang sulat dito in the course yung Christian life. Na dito tanan ang iyang mga experiences dito diha sa Ginoo, and he wanted to preserve that sa iyang personal devotion diha sa Ginoo. Which is, makita ni mo, Mike, more siya nice diha sa Bible nga book. But whatever your preference, Mike, diha, my challenge is be faithful, right? In your own personal time diha sa Ginoo. Be diligent in your own personal walk diha sa Ginoo. And this leads, lastly, sa atong sa qualities of the Bereans. The last one is proper response to the word. Notice in verse 12. It says here, many of them, what? Believed. Many of them, therefore, believed with not a few Greek women of high standing as well as men. The third one is that the proper response diya sa pulong sa Ginoo. The consequence sa ilang pag-examine, sa ilang pagpaminaw, sa ilang pag-search, sa ilang pag-meditate, it led them to what? Acceptance. It led them to what? Belief. Notice here, in verse 12, you will see a word, therefore, right? Many of them, therefore, whenever, brethren, you will find therefore in the Bible. That means something must be observed prior niya na nga verse prior to that verse 10, 11 makes on, it talks about what? How they heard, how they accepted, how they examined, how they scrutinized everything what Paul really said. And the result, the response from them in verse 12, therefore they believed. The effect, they believe what really Paul has really said really to them. And this is really good, right? Belief is something makes on, something challenging for us. Why? Because that somehow, real belief somehow makes on, it leads to application sa atong Kristohanon nga paglakaw diha sa Ginoo. And these Bereans, they did not only hear, accept, examine, scrutinize, and believe God, but more than that, they have really applied what really the Bible has really told, said to them. Let me ask you, mga igsoon, do you really believe what really the Bible has said to you? You know what, in times, sa mga circumstances atong kinabuhi, you know what? Whatever circumstance might struck you, sa yun ra may igsoon pa kung sa mudwendol ang imong faith. Sa yun ra may igsoon, mo focus ka sa circumstance and then mo focus ka sa mga pangitabo and you will at times neglect sa Ginoo. Why? Because we are now focused more sa circumstance. Again, may igsoon, a reminder for us for this year, we need to focus whatever the Bible has said. The Bible has in store for us plenty of God's promises. Hebrews 13 verse 5 says, never will what? Never will I leave, never will I forsake you. And that makes on God's promise. Whatever might come, whatever might happen sa ato nga kinabuhi, may so it might be good or it might not really be good. Romans 12, Romans 8 verse 28, in all things, God works together for, is it for bad? No, for good. Kung masakit ka, kung imong business mo takilid, kung ma-terminate ka, tanawa na in view of God's perspective. Because in all things, God works for good for those who love God. For those who are grounded sa pulong sa Ginoo, they can see the circumstance positively sa ilang kinabuhi. Right? And belief makes on in God's word is really imperative for us sa ato nga kinabuhi in order not to be shaken. In order for us dili ta mausaman, mapalid sa mga yulanda sa ato nga kinabuhi. Let me share to you, there was this one teacher, one professor makes on sa Osaka Seminary nga diin, ni ato siya sa Jerusalem, sa Holy Land. Ang naiusa ka tao nga iyang na-met dito sa Holy Land, nga diin, giingnan siya, you know what, sir, professor, you know what, I can memorize the Old Testament in Hebrew. Ningon siya, ningon to ang laki. Kaya basi lagi itong professor, ningon siya, mau ba? Sige, show me. Show me your memory sa Old Testament. Take note, may igsoon, in Hebrew, not in English. But few days later ni Anna, gi-invite ang maong professor ngadto sa balay sa maong tao, claiming to have memorized the Bible in Hebrew. And ingon tong laki, sige sir, asa man ta magsugod? Ingon tong professor, sige, I love Psalms. Can you start in the book of Psalms? Siya, well, that's okay. And he started, may igsoon, speaking in Hebrew. And then, you know, the Bible professor makes on, reading also along with his Hebrew Bible, and he was so astonished na hibulong siya the memory of the person na he totally memorized word for word in the Hebrew Bible. And after 2 hours after that makes on, he literally memorized the Bible word for word. At the end of their conversation, there was one thing nga diin mas na-amaze ang maong professor sa maong lalaki. Kiba mo, unsa? Unsa man? The guy, may igsoon, was an atheist. he do not believe God. He does not believe God. Imagine, my son, how come this guy who literally memorized the Bible and still do not really believe God sa iyang kinabuhi. What matters most for us, my son, is really belief. Imagine in every healings Jesus did, in every circumstance, what caused sa mga tao nga nagpahil niya to have really healed? It's because of their what? Of their belief, of their faith. And it's only in the Lord's hometown, Nazareth, the Bible says that Jesus did not able to perform miracles, signs and wonders in Nazareth because his town people did not really believe in the Lord. What matters most for us in application sa atong Kristohanon nga kinabuhi is loving God's Word, examining God's Word, cherishing God's Word sa ato nga kinabuhi. And more than that, not only loving it, but putting in the heart, having faith what really the Bible has really said. That is why, Mingson, I started with unsa may atong New Year's resolution? Ato bang panglawas? Improving atong panglawas? Improving our business? Atong career? Why not considering, Mingson, improving our spirituality? Improving our personal devotion diha sa Ginoo? And to do that, we need to examine, we need to live like the Bereans. Shall we all give praise to the Lord? Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord, O God, for this morning. Ginoo mo kang gidayeg, amo kang gisimba, Ginoo, sa imong kaayo, sa imong kadako, God, sa imong life. And Lord, help us, O God, sa mga kapakyasa namo, Ginoo, diya nimo. Father, Lord, we pray, Lord, nga din tabangi kami sa matag-adlaw sa among Kristohanon nga paglakaw that we must be lovers, God, sa imong pulong. We must be lovers of your Bible, of your Word, O Father. Help us, Lord, O God, to arrange our daily schedules, our daily itineraries, that we might really spend time alone, O Father God, with you, Jesus, Father, O God. And Lord, help us, Lord, to be blessed, O God, to be encouraged. What, Lord, the life of the Bereans, that you called them as noble, high class of all the people, high class people. And it's because, O God, of their love sa imong pulong. And Lord, help us, Lord, that we must at the same time be lovers, God, sa imong pulong, Father, Lord, Ginoo, sa matag adlaw, sa among kinabuhi, tagai o kauhaw, tagai o kagutom, Ginoo, always ang among kasing-kasing, that we might really be looking something to satisfy our soul, and that is, O God, to spend time, to look for a time, having devotion, God, with you, Jesus. We just want to thank you and praise you, Father, Lord. Continue, Lord God, to lead us. Even for this year, we commit our lives, we commit our plans, everything unto you, Lord God. May you guide us, sustain us, be with us, O God, all throughout the year. We bless you and we praise you in everything. In Jesus' name, God, we pray. And all will say, Amen and Amen and Amen. Thank you.